What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? It's 26 degrees. It's your boy Lane here with my co-host Measy. Here to give you a rapid reaction show to the 33-30 Georgia Tech win. How you feeling, Measy?
Man, another Saturday, man. Close win. Kind of don't know what to take from it. It's glad I'm here though, man. Another episode, man. We're coming at y'all Saturday rapid reaction, man. We here.
Yeah, we're going to try to do these as much as possible, especially in the next season. You know, it just honestly, some of it just depends on the timing. But, you know, as much as we can, we will try to get these out to y'all. I'll give you my quick thoughts on the game. And we got my man Joel in the back. We're going to get him on in a second and let him spit off some, rattle off some of his thoughts. My initial reaction would be I was never afraid of losing this particular game. I felt like we should have won by a bigger margin. I think that ultimately what cost us the most in this game was turning the ball over. We had three costly fumbles, one costly interception down on the two-point conversion that made it a three-point game. I didn't mind going for the two. Going for the two made sense, so it was no gripe with me there. We just got to make sure we take care of the ball in that situation. And you know, if we hold on to the rock a little better, I really think this game would have been a little closer to something like 45-23. I really thought we were dominant most of the game. So it's tough to put on the coaches when the guys are coughing up the rock. That's, you got to secure the ball, but coaches do have to teach you how to securely put the ball away. So that's a little bit of both. But I felt like there was instances where, like on the Rambo fumble, I smelt that coming a mile away, and he's got to as well. I'm like, dude, you're surrounded by five guys. You got to kind of know that and get down. But that's my quick thoughts on the overall game. What you got, Measy?
I have some of the same sentiments. We doubled them. Not double. We had over 200 more yards than them total yards. Passing game, doubled them in passing yards. The rushing, that was an issue with them. We knew they weren't really passing the ball much. We had issues kind of stopping the run at times. If you look at the stats, it doesn't look like it, but in big moments of the game, we had trouble stopping them. But it was the turnovers, man. Three fumbles, and you lose all three. And they scored off of, two of them.
Exactly.
They scored off of two of them. That was big. And we knew coming into the game, Georgia Tech will fight. But Georgia Tech, I don't think they're a good team, but they will fight. They beat North Carolina, like we mentioned earlier this week in the podcast. We didn't have much penalty yards. They had 30 minutes of possession. We had 29, but a lot of that was due to the turnovers. I mean, we gave them three extra possessions.
Right.
But a third down efficiency, they're one of the worst in the ACC. They were 8-for-21. A lot of that has to do with turnovers as well. We had 24 first downs. They had 16. Van Dyke looked good. He didn't turn the ball over, which I like to see. We kind of got lucky at the end when their quarterback Sims knee touched the ground.
Yeah.
Because right before that, I was thinking, okay, these boys are going to go down and score. They're going to tie the game. They're going to go into overtime. I think talent won the game again. I honestly believe talent won the game again.
And that's odd because talent damn near lost the game. You know what I mean?
Right. It almost lost us the game. But either way, this game was on the players, I feel. That's how I feel about the game, man.
Yeah, take care of the rock.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of the rock. That's your football, man. You can't, you know, I mean, I'm with you when you're right, but I'm going to call you out when you're wrong. So I can't go at Manny on this game at, you know, Jalen Knight's got to take care of the football. You know,
the only thing I will say, the 3rd-and-1s, the 4th-and-1s.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, Knighton is 190 pounds soaking wet. had the ball 30 times already, which is way too many for him.
Right.
He was Knighton's a dog. He was giving us his all this game. But the 3rd-and-1s, the 4th-and-1s, that's where you need to see Thad come in.
Right.
Or like a play action bootleg or something, man.
There you go.
Yeah, man. These 3rd-and-1s with Knighton's, we're setting them up to fail.
That was my horrible play call. I swear to you, that was my next point I was gonna make before we get Joel on. Is that I was very upset with our 3rd-and-shorts. I felt like it was absolutely too predictable. We weren't mixing it up at all. Even the commentators were saying, "Watch out for a play action here," which would make sense. You know, quick play action, slant to Arroyo,
bootleg or something, man.
Just something. They sold out on the run every single time on those 3rd-and-1s, and we didn't take advantage of it one time. And like you said, you're not dealing with the biggest back on our team. And, I mean, even the biggest backs are going to have trouble when everybody knows it's going to be a dive, you know, pretty much. So, that was my other issue with that. But we'll get Joel on. Let's get a couple of his thoughts. And let's see. We got you in there, Joel. You hear us?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
What's up, Joel?
What's up, man?
Yeah, basically, I agree with everything you guys said. Tyler Van Dyke looked good. Our offense is moving the ball. It's good to see that we can score some points, you know, here and there. Like you said, the bad about it, like our short yardage play calling, our short yardage blocking. I won't put it all in the blocking, but definitely the play calling. When I can predict it all the way from here, from Jacksonville, that, oh, we're in a power set, we're about to hand the ball off. If I can predict that from here, then I wonder, you know, what do you think the defensive coordinator is going to think about?
Right. He's a paid professional, right? You know, we never mixed it up. I think that was a little cowardly on Lashley's part, because TVD's proven that he's not going to get rattled by the moment. He's pretty safe with the football. You know, minus that one in the end. And that wasn't even really a bad throw per se. You like to see Mallory fight for that ball a little bit more, but he did place it just a little behind him. So, I'm like,
that's going to happen with the best of them, though. So,
right. I'm not going to criticize him. No. But that's what I'm saying. There was other opportunities where we know, hey, give him a shot. The kid ain't scared in the moment. Throw the ball. You know, and let's just continue to matriculate the ball. Because when we went forward on 4th-and-1, it was the same thing. It was like, what are we doing? Another short rush. But anyways, I'm sorry, bro. Anything else you got?
I totally agree. Like, and what Meezy said earlier about doing a little bootleg, I feel like that was working. I mean, I know they fumbled on one of those. Arroyo fumbled on one of those. But I feel like they should have did one of those plays on one of those 4th downs. That probably would have converted.
Yeah, man. And like you said, everybody knew what was coming, man.
Exactly, you know, and you know, watch out for Tyler Van Dyke. You know, next year you might get some. If we can win out, or just, you know, if he continues to play well, he might get some preseason Heisman.
I don't want none of that shit.
Yeah, I don't want that. Either, I don't want none.
Every time we get that boy, that shit just buries us. I do think he's talented, and
he's very talented.
I'm with you though, but I'm with you. I think he has the talent. And the cameras are going to be pointing at him more and more. But, man, I'm scared of it. That's just me being superstitious.
Yeah, that is superstition. But, you know, like, and I was telling my brother this, you know, we talk about Miami, you know, and nothing against Derek King, but it's just the style of quarterback play that we need at Miami. It fits more of, like, Tyler Van Dyke's style of play. So,
Larion was telling me that earlier. Van Dyke just fits Lashley's system more than King does. Right. Nothing against King, but
nothing against King. And he was probably playing hurt and all too, but it's just his size, his height, it just doesn't. Right.
It's just not prototypical.
That's the word for it, prototypical. We need
prototypical. You look at what Shane Buechele did for under Rhett Lashley, and then look, you know, Shane Buechele's more in that mold, 4-star guy, taller, bigger, more prototype guy, you know. Not necessarily a blazer, but can run a little bit and you know, keep plays alive. That I think that fits a little bit more what Lashley's looking for in his quarterback.
And Van Dyke can see the field well too. I would assume, I guess he was practicing with them all spring because King was hurt. But looks like he's a very fast learner. He catches on. He can read defense as well. He surveys the field. he has his internal clock right. You know, it's not there. He either throws the ball away or he scrambles and makes the right play. So,
well, to piggyback off of that, before this season, the whole team always mentioned Tyler Van Dyke just does everything right. I think, I think he's a real smart dude. I think he can read defenses. He'll get better at everything because he got thrown into the fire. It's only his fourth game starting?
Sixth, I think.
Sixth?
I think this was six.
So he's lost three got games? Hurt.
De'Aaron got hurt in Michigan State, yeah.
He's right? Lost three games?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
He started Central Connecticut. That was his first game starting, Central Connecticut.
You're right. Yep, you're right.
So he started five games, lost two, won three. So he's getting better every week.
Yeah, every week.
Him and Ramble have a great rapport, obviously, a real great rapport. We need some other receivers to step up. Like I saw today, I think Ramble had – I'm looking right now.
He probably went crazy.
Ramble has seven catches, 210, one touchdown. Had that fumble, but the next three receivers all had three catches. Ramble had 210. Our next receiver had 39 yards. Like, more people have to step up, which will help the offense more. I like Keyshawn Smith. I love Keyshawn Smith. He'll get there.
That was a dope touchdown. I like that fight.
I love to see that. I love to see you get a player fight for the extra yards.
As long as you protect
the rock. That's all right. I ask.
But we have to. This is very important. We still have how many games left? Three? The bowl game will make it four.
Right.
Nine, so we got B-Tech
and then Florida State and Duke, right?
No, Florida State's next week.
Florida State's next week.
Right.
Oh shit. I gotta book my Airbnb. I already booked the flight. Damn.
Yeah, Florida State's definitely next week. We have to get Cody Brown and Thad more involved because night is breaking down before our eyes. Nothing against him. He's not that big.
But
32 carries for night is too much, man.
No, I agree.
That's way too much. His arm almost fell off today. We still putting him in. He's a dog and everything, but 32 carries, 162, a touchdown. He did have that costly fumble, but he's a dog, man.
Oh yeah, speaking of play, I agree with what Larion said earlier. If we take care of the ball, like we probably win that game by two or three scores. They'd probably end up looking like a blowout.
I agree, but I still think the coaching needs to get better, though, man.
I think that's kind of ironic because on that one, the first Rambo fumble, like you could say that's on Rambo, but is he being coached to kind of say, okay, if you're in the field all alone on the island with defenders around you, are the coaches telling you to wrap the
Rambo
ball
Rambo should
up?
Know that already, though.
Right, he should know. Wrap that ball
they say
up.
Likens what's going off with him on the sideline after that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you got to feel that.
I guess I say that because the very next play when we got the ball, it happened again. Like Arroyo fumbles just off of that same type of play. Like, man, are they getting told to wrap the ball up?
Arroyo was almost down though, so I didn't mind his as much. It looked like he was trying.
That
to
was a 50-50 play,
and they punched for it. If I'm not mistaken,
they did punch for it.
They were punching for it.
Yeah, they knew what they got to do.
Credit to us though, Georgia Tech after those first three fumbles, obviously they were ripping, punching the rest of the game. I mean. As you should. There was ripping, punching the rest of the game. We was holding the ball and everything. But, yeah, we need somebody to relieve Knighton, man. 32 carries for him. He shouldn't have had any level of football. 32 carries is just too much for him.
Yeah,
Maybe the coaches feel like the other running backs, maybe they're not caught up to speed because of all our injuries or something.
Right. Thad did get a carry or two, I want to say. I don't remember
got a carry. Cody Brown got a couple carries. Cody Brown got stuffed on that fourth and one play where he tried to jump over the line. He's got stuffed a few times this year on fourth and one. But I don't even want to put it on him.
It's so obvious, though, too.
I was just about to say that. I kind of didn't want to put it on him. Like, third and one, fourth and one, the whole world knows what he's doing.
It should be a fake dive bootleg by the quarterback.
Something, man.
Obviously, was it our power set? Like all our offensive linemen in there. I mean, that's so obvious what we're about to do.
No doubt. Hey, Joe, we appreciate you kicking it with us, man.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. We'll get this show out.
I'm gonna hit you up after the dub next week. We could talk about that.
Oh man, yeah, I gotta book me a space, man. We're gonna get Drew in on here. We're gonna get up out of here. We'll holler at you, man. Appreciate your support, bro.
No, sir, no doubt.
Unmute the Drew. Drew, what's good, bro?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man. Drew?
Hey, man. Newest member of the Rockefeller team.
Yeah. These bum ass Seminoles right now.
Oh,
yeah, I'm watching them. I'm watching them right now as we speak.
Hey, that's crazy because I thought we were the week after. So I've been telling me and Silk supposed to go to the game. And CJ said he's going to be there too. And I've been booked my flight, but I was like waiting on them to be like, hey, what are we going to do for like, you know, sleeping arrangements? Because, you know, I'm like, let's get an Airbnb and bust that down. Probably $200 a piece, cheaper than a hotel. But I thought I had another week till y'all just said that. I was like, oh, shit, it's that week?
Yeah.
I got to get on the phone with him.
I think Travis is hurt.
Yeah, I was telling Larry on that. They found, even Florida State fans, they found it right before the game.
Travis, well, they say it's a flu.
Yeah.
They said it's a flu going around. They said 20 to 25 players says a flu going around campus. So he either hurt or he got that bug like the rest of them. So anyways, what's your thoughts on the game, man?
I mean, like I was texting you earlier, I don't think we hit enough in practice. I think we don't hit enough because if we hit enough more, we'll like not fumble as much when we get hit on contact. Mm-hmm. And then we wouldn't miss as much tackles either.
That's a good point. So you're not talking about the defense making tackles. You're talking about the offense getting hit, fumbling.
Ball security.
Right. Yeah, ball security and tackling. I think it's because we don't hit enough in practice.
I mean, three fumbles is too much in the game. You lose all three. That's way too much.
The missed tackle, like James Williams, he probably missed like three or four tackles. Like he missed the sack. He missed the two open field tackles, and then he missed another one. When you watch it on the replay, it looks like he's like trying to like go for the leg.
That knockout, yeah.
Hit like you know like when Tyree Stevenson hits you, like he hits you, like you know like he hit like a man, like
he goes through you.
Yeah, right. He goes through you, and then like and then when you watch other players hit, it's like they look like
they reach. The bag. It's a lot of reaching to try to grab somebody.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't see enough of driving through the man in front of you. I see way too much stretching out to try to grab him and hope you grab his hips. And you know what I mean? It's like,
and that's maybe coaching at the whole team doing it,
right? No, I agree. Yeah,
it's coaching.
I agree. So again, you know, that's another mark against Manny. Sorry, you're the defensive coordinator, but yeah, this tackling, even though it's improved. I don't like the form in general. I agree with you there. I'll ask you specifically about this. How about special teams? I think it showed itself. Yeah, I think that tackling showed up particularly. It was glaring that we have a tackling problem. On
special teams is just bad, period, man. Like we haven't had any good returns, any spectacular returns. We giving up a lot of yards on punt returns at times. Kick. I thought the first play of the game, the kickoff, I was like, man, this man might take that to the end zone. Well, he went to like the 40, 50 yard line. I mean,
it broke two of them.
Right. Yeah. So the special teams is just bad. I think that's Packy. Who knows what he's doing, man? He's carrying the headsets or whatever, but
special teams is bad.
But what do you take from the game, though, Drew? Like, what's your. We won the game. We won the game, but I mean, God, dog.
Like, we should have been up like 35-0 without the turnovers. To be honest with you, we should have ran. It should have been 35-0 by the end of the first quarter because we should have just ran them out the field without the turnovers. Because each time we turn over the ball, we were still driving on them. We were still driving. Right. We were still driving on them. So if we didn't turn over the ball, we would have scored. Like, and then the defense was tired. The offense obviously they couldn't throw. Once they got to third down, third and long, they couldn't do nothing with it. Like, you know what I mean? And then like. The two touchdowns that they broke when you watch the replay is because our linebackers didn't fit the hole. That's why they got benched, and that's why Ragone was in there because obviously he's the only one that's in there that knows how to run fit.
Yeah, but I don't understand how he even still looked.
That linebacker, how bad we are.
That linebacker situation, that doesn't make any sense to me, man. It is so bad. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Corey Flagg is slow.
He's very slow. He's short.
He's slow reacting. And then
I was about to say he's physically slow and he's not quick enough to react.
Right, he has no agility.
Mm-hmm. Right. He doesn't see it ahead of time. So then, by the time it's slow behind out of the play, he's already washed out.
What's his name? Make
he's the same way too.
Who?
Who?
Steve.
Steve looked a little better though, but Steve Scott has his limitations though. But that's just how bad our linebackers are. Steve looks okay at times, but
right.
Steve should be playing
a backup for us. Right, he should be. He should be an emergency guy for us instead of getting all 10, 12 snaps
a game or something like that. He shouldn't be. Yeah, it's bad, man. We have one linebacker recruited to right now, committed. Might be another flag.
Yeah, now I'm scared. You're right. Come from out there too. Deadlock. But no shot to the kid. Let him get here.
Right. So,
let the kid get here.
But I do like how Van Dyke, even with the fumbles and everything, it didn't seem to throw him off.
Yeah, it's that pitcher mentality. And then I didn't even know he was a golfer. So that even show you how much focus he really got.
I told you that, boy. I told you he's just an athlete.
Yeah, he's
telling
everybody that. Man.
And you know, it's funny they say he just picked it up because he's dating a girl on the golf team.
And they said he hit like in the 70s.
70s. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. That's just an athlete, bro. When you could just pick it up like that. That's how Sam Bradford was. Sam getting knocked, but Sam's biggest problem, he was just always hurt. He was a fragile guy. But, you know, Sam Bradford was a natural athlete. He was only a 3-star quarterback.
Yeah.
You look at Mahomes, same thing. Mahomes is just an athlete. You know, didn't do all the camps and stuff a lot of times, too, because those guys were constantly playing other games, other sports, so they didn't have time to go to all those other things. Mm-hmm. So I think we definitely got something special in Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah, we got something special. If he can stay injury-free and win out the season, and then he gets a good year next year, he gone.
The winning out thing, it's just week by week to me right now, like. I would have never thought we'll win this game by 3 points. I know we had fumbles. That's part of the game, though. We got so lucky at the end when Sims' knee touched the ground. We got so we're finding ways to lose these games.
Yeah, like the coaching. It's like I don't understand why on fourth down, fourth and one all season.
We talked about that. And third and one.
All fucking season we've been running this shit and we have not made it. And then we have Thad Franklin back there who is known always falling forward. Like, even for when he was in high school, even when he ran the ball today, he fell forward.
Right.
Like, it's just one fucking yard. Just put him back there.
Oh, every single one of us on this call said that same thing, bro. Like,
we're
just fans. But if every fan can see this, how come coaches can't?
Knighton was half dead in that fourth quarter. Like, he was giving his all. And you're telling him fourth and one, go up there with the trench babies and get this. And they long fourth and ones, long third and ones. Not no 30 inches, like 1.5 yards. You got to get it. It doesn't make any sense, man.
That's where
Manny has to come involved, too. But he's not doing that. Manny has to become involved doing that.
It is, man. You're the head coach. Your job is on the line every game. You should be telling your OC, yo, we're going for the fucking first down. We're not running this inside shit. It's just not working. Figure out something else.
Yeah, give me another play. I agree. I said that when the Falcons lost to
14-0 NC State.
When the Falcons lost to the Patriots, you know, and everybody goes, why don't you just run that ball there? I go, yeah. Everybody goes, well, you got to trust your OC. I go, nah, not at the end of the day, because guess who job's on the line? The OC already had a new job. He's a 49ers coach in that game. Yeah. You know, so I got to worry about my job. So, yeah, I agree with you there. I think Manny does have to step in and say, hey, Rhett, what else can we give him a look at, man? Because that ain't working. It's just not being productive for us. So, anyways.
Hey, let's give a quick shout-out to Avante, man, that interception.
Yes, sir. That and – Tay had a good special teams tackle as well.
At the end of the game, yeah, he did.
Yeah, which we definitely needed. And he brings energy.
Yeah.
Lost the energy. Remember Taylor had a big third down, I think. No, second down stop. I don't understand why he's not in the game more. But as soon as he came in, he made a play. I don't understand that. But we don't understand a lot of stuff. But
Shout out to the defensive line, though. They stepped it up in the second half, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, like we've all said, if it weren't for the fumbles, this game's a blowout. It wasn't as close as that score made it seem. And that's why you missed the very front of the show. I was never worried. I was like, we ain't going to lose.
I was worried.
I got worried at the end, too. Yeah, I got worried at the end.
Hey, he was pulling the measy. I'm like, bro, I don't be reading text during the game. I'm trying to tell y'all, like, during the game, I'm like,
Yeah, I was, Sorry, bro. I was worried in the second quarter. And I was worried at the end of the game. Like,
no doubt.
Yeah, I was
worried. At the end of the game, I was like, this is going to be typical Miami football. And Drew, send me your number on Twitter after this show, matter of fact. But end of the game, I was like, this is about to be typical Miami football. Especially when Borg, I think, I forgot what quarter it was. And Borg Gallis missed.
When he missed a 40-yarder.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
That was the second, wasn't it?
I think that was second. Yeah, we missed the 40-yarder.
He's missing. I'm starting to realize, no matter how close, he's missing them on the same hash.
Mm-hmm. It just ain't his mark. So right. We got to be conscious of that.
He's a
well.
Freshman, though. Freshman.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
that. Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
I ain't waiting on no kicker.
We got
us
a
no
kicker.
Games,
yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
we got TVD back there. I ain't worried about no kicker.
Yeah, if we leaving it to a kicker, you already lost. So.
Right.
Anyways, well, hey, we appreciate y'all tuning in with us, man. We just want to give y'all a quick reaction. We'll be back, of course, on Fridays. Every Friday, look for us to drop. And we're going to hold it down for you. Peace.
All right, y'all.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.